proclamation number 4984 dated the October 17, 1950. Accountability on the Day of Judgment. Redeemer Jesus Christ. Sooner or later all of you will have to give account of yourselves before my judgment seat and remember every hour you wasted and lost for eternity. Sooner or later all of you will have to confess your sins because they become apparent and cannot be kept secret any longer, for nothing remains hidden before my eyes. And thus I demand an account for all your thoughts, words and actions. And you should remember this day of judgment if you think that you can sin with impunity, this day, when all of you will have to be answerable about your way of life on earth. It will come without fail and take all of you by surprise because you don't expect it quite so soon. Yet it will come like a thief in the night, without warning and in silence, it will come when no one expects it. And yet not unannounced, for long before I will have drawn people's attention to it, to the day of judgment, the day of the end and the destruction of this earth. The fact that you humans do not want to believe it will not change my plan of eternity, for this day has been predetermined according to my will and human will shall be unable to postpone it but must submit to my will. The reason why I speak to people time and again through servants on earth and in the kingdom of light is due to the fact that a day like that, which concludes an unimaginably long period of development, shall not come unannounced to humankind. The Day of Judgment is the conclusion of an earthly period which was granted to people for their salvation. During this developmental period people received a special privilege. The Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ Himself came to earth in order to help those people who wanted to fail in their process of development. And thus people were able to redeem themselves if only they wanted to. If, however, their will fails then it will be their own fault, and as long as people live on earth I warn them time and again about this fault. Their fault only consists of the fact that they don't want to accept help but are too weak on their own. What they can do they don't want to do. Hence they will also have to take responsibility for what they don't want to do. This is why everyone will be held to account on the last day, for they all had a measure of blessings at their disposal which could have helped them to ascend with ease. And the indications of the end through seers and prophets are part of these blessings. But anyone who does not listen to them, who does not give credence to them, does nothing for his own redemption either. I always admonished and warned people through seers and prophets, and the often enough announced end of the old earth also explains the emergence of prophets in my name, because I won't leave people without warning and they are living in the last days, because the end is so near that all of you would be shocked if you knew the day and the hour. Time and again I draw your attention to it yet no one shall be forced to believe it, but woe to those who listen to my word and refuse to believe it, who recognized it as my word and yet do not believe in the end and the judgment and therefore do not prepare themselves for the end. Woe to them, for the hour will take them by surprise when the last judgment arrives. Amen.